Hello, hello all. This is your host Raghav. Welcome to yet another episode of Cricket Unplugged, a podcast on cricket. It has been quite some time since we put out a episode for the podcast. Well, there are plenty of reasons for that. One being the horrendous second wave we all had to endure, and then basically schedules of many guests, including our co-host Suraj's not syncing with mine, and many more such excuses, or shall we say factors, that made it tough for us to come back on this podcast more frequently in the past three to four months. But it is my and Suraj's endeavor to come back more frequently on this podcast and to share our passion for the game much more often. And on that note, let's head into this brand new episode of Cricket Unplugged Snippets, which focuses on topics of current interest or hot topics in the world of cricket as it stands now, which is people's or fans' opinion on the ICC World 2020, where Australia beat New Zealand to reclaim or to claim their first ever ICC World T20 title, which shocked many cricket analysts and experts as well. So we'll be tackling that topic, and also you will be hearing from our guest, that is the co-host of Cricket Unplugged, Suraj, and my dear friend Mayur Shivakumar, talk about what they felt about the ICC World T20 and the way it panned out, and do they think it's time for Ajinkya Rahane and Cheteshwar Pujara to go in Test cricket for India, and we end up with their thoughts on IPL retentions. So as you all know, teams have retained three players each as they head into the mega auctions in January 2022.
Hi Raghav, first of all, really wonderful to be back on your podcast. Nice topics you have asked me to speak about. I have some very interesting views also on these, especially the second one which you have asked me. First one though, the thoughts on the 2020 World Cup, well, brilliant. I mean, really, really happy for Australia. I, for one, felt really bad for them the beginning of the year. Although I was like super joyed when we won the Gabba test, slightly felt bad for a really good Australian team. The amount of media backlash that they were getting, especially Justin Langer and the boys after their consecutive series loss against India at home. So they were going through a little bit, and then it was all in all a bad year for them. They were losing in Bangladesh and West Indies. Everywhere they were going, they were losing, and it was all down to the ashes in the year end to turn the tables. But then voila, these guys had other plans. I mean, David Warner, wow. I mean, what a player, what a champion. And Mitch Marsh too. I'm sure Jeff Marsh would have been such a proud father watching his son doing his bits in the final. It was a brilliant performance. And my best best I would say instance in that World Cup, without doubt, is the three consecutive sixes which Wade hit off Shaheen. I mean, goes without saying that was the best. Second one, should India look beyond Pujara and Rahane? I mean, bro, I sincerely feel that even my dad hasn't had this much of a faith in me than what the Indian team management is showing in Rahane. I mean, yes, he won us the series earlier in the year, but then he has been going through some really lean patch afterwards. And then the fact that many commentators are not even willing to speak on the nearby tangent of dropping Rahane itself is, it's puzzling. People are saying, you know, he's just one match away from getting back to form. Yeah, that's what you guys been saying since past 15 matches. But yeah, Rahane has been a champion. I think Rahane literally needs some time off. Really, he needs some time off from the scheme of things. Maybe that'll help. Pujara, I'm not really sure, because he was a decent performer in England and Australia. I wouldn't say he was bad. He's been struggling in India. That is a bit of a strange thing, because he started off as a proper Indian conditions batsman around 10 years back, but then he's been struggling. But he has played some really vital knocks for us in Australia and in England. So yes, he has not been in the top most form of all time, but he's been really a handful. But yes, with cricketers like Shubman Gill, KL Rahul, and then you know, Shreyas Iyer, brilliant, absolutely brilliant debut. So with these guys knocking, I think Pujara and Rahane will definitely need to step up. Otherwise, it's going to be tough doing. I mean, even a little bit of soft spot for Hanuma Vihari. He gave his everything, more than everything, in fact, in that last test. But then he could not maintain a position in the Indian squad. Now, the third one on the IPL retentions. Well, it's good. I'm probably not the right person to speak much about IPL, because I'm not really technically sound when it comes to the IPL. But yeah, it looks good. Some are really confusing, some are really interesting, some are illogical, like Rashid Khan being left, etc. I don't know. And more fun with the news coming up that there's going to be some investigations on KL Rahul and Rashid Khan. Hope they don't have a season which Ravindra Jadeja had in 2010. So I hope the new franchises are bereft of such scams or transgressions or anything that you want to call it. I hope everybody comes out clean, because we have had quite a bit of image tarnishing in the IPL already in this brief history of its existence. So let's hope that is not there. Yeah, and I'm really hoping for a good IPL next year too.
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, since you're covering three big topics on this particular episode, I just want to give my take on these three topics. So, starting with the ICC World T20 and the fact that Australia had surprised many by winning it. Well, for starters, I wasn't surprised that they won the tournament because they know how to win ICC tournaments. Yes, their past record in the ICC World T20 has been far from great, but what you need to understand is certain teams just know how to win big tournaments more than others. Classic example being India. Since 2013 Champions Trophy, they just are not able to pull out their socks when it matters the most. Not to put down the bilateral series that happens, but all emphasis goes into the bilateral series from an Indian point of view, where they have a 85, almost 90% win record, and the amount of cricket that they play ends up affecting the quality in such big ICC tournaments. And on the contrary, you can say that not too much emphasis should be given on bilaterals as well, because Australia lost 12 out of the 15 games played in the T20 format before heading into the World Cup. No one really gave them a chance to go beyond the semi-finals. They felt they would qualify from the group, although it was called the group of death. They felt the team had enough talent there to qualify to the semi-finals at least, but many were left stunned when they won the tournament. So it is a good quandary, I would say, for the ICC and all the teams involved. How much emphasis do you really want to put on a bilateral series, especially in a format like 2020? And just to wrap up my portion for this particular episode, I certainly feel we need to groom Shubman Gill at number 3 and Shreyas Iyer at number 5 for the long term, because Chetaswar Pujara and Ajinkya Rahane have contributed a lot for this Indian Test team's growth and success in the years gone by. But in recent times, it's extremely shocking to see how many chances these people get when there is so much talent waiting in the wings. I think at least it's high time they let go of both. Yes, I know Pujara and Rahane were instrumental in scripting the historic Test series win in Australia, but let's be honest, we can't live in the past. We need to look at the present and the future, and I don't see both of them playing in the future. And finally, about the IPL retentions, well, I am the fan who looks at the players in a squad before deciding which team to support. So as of now, I don't have a particular favorite or a team I'll be supporting in the 2022 edition of the IPL. So last few years I've been supporting the Delhi Capitals for the overall team they have, and Ricky Ponting being the coach. They have people like Steve Smith, Rabada, Ashwin, Shikhar Dhawan, Rishabh Pant, Shreyas Iyer. So a lot of good players to support. But I'm not sure how the Delhi team is going to look, although the core looks extremely good with four players retained. We have to see. Once the mega auction is done, and once we again meet for one episode of Cricket Unplugged, I would probably let you all know which team I am supporting and who are in my opinion, the best retentions that has happened.
Indo Vadimo, 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 Greetings to the listeners of Cricket Unplugged, the podcast that any cricket lover has to listen. Thank you, Raghav, for inviting me to speak on a few selected topics, and it gives me great pleasure to be connecting with all of you once again. My thoughts on ICC World T20, as it happened a few weeks ago, was yes, it was indeed, it had come at a time when a lot of cricket had been played. Looking at it from the point of view as a cricket fan, Indian cricket fan, we had invited England to tour India. There was a test ODI T20 series. Then we went to England, and from there, the IPL. So the players' fatigue was indeed definitely a factor that could that had to be considered. And being a fan, we always love to watch more and more cricket and more entertainment, but somehow for an Indian fan, the disappointment was always hovering over there, and the fatigue did look in the faces of the players. So it was something that was inevitable, and due to Corona, the planning, everything went into haywire, and even we cannot blame the boards as well. So it is something that we had to face the music. Congrats to Australia, who'd won this World Cup, having been world champions in Test and as well as ODI. Having won the T20 championship is really awesome for them. They definitely have a lot of match winners. We've seen their T20 players go across the world and win a lot of tournaments in leagues as well. So the performance in T20 was never to be doubted. So really happy for Australia and Australian fans. The one surprise was the Pakistani team's performance, because it's quite understandable, because leave the geopolitical issues aside, Pakistan as a cricket playing or a cricket loving nation are definitely one team that could upset any team on the given day. They've got sufficient talent, and their crop of fast bowlers is something that has been for generations been a great resource for the world cricket community. So that is something, and their intent or their attitude with which they had come out to play the World T20 was quite understandable, because from being snubbed in the IPL, then going on to being snubbed by New Zealand and England, it's definitely a moral disappointment, and they've they'd come out all guns blazing into the World Cup, having been well rested and having sufficient time to prepare as well. So maybe this cancellation of these two tours could have been a blessing in disguise for them, that they got sufficient time to prepare and come into play and reach the semi-finals. So they lost to Australia, but somehow or the other, it is something that the world cricket will take notice of. The second point that I would like to talk about is the state of current Indian test team. Cheteshwar Pujara and Ajinkya Rahane have been vital cogs in the test 11s. Since they don't feature in the limited overs teams, they've been like one reserved players for test matches. But at times, I think we've given them a really long rope is what I believe. The reason why Ashwin had to be dropped in the England series could indirectly be rooted back to the performance of Rahane, Pujara and Kohli. Since these three top players in the top five players in the batting lineup were unable to perform, they had to bring in a batting all-rounder in Jadeja. So had even Pujara or Rahane been up to the mark, the 11 could have featured Ashwin in the bowling lineup. And even though India were able to win matches in test in England, it was something bringing in Ashwin would have been even more agile for the bowling lineup as well. So that is something that we have to see. And even as a bowler, Ashwin being a top bowler, and me being a favorite fan of Ashwin's, it does hurt his morale, players' morale, because after so many performances, so many good performances, when you wish to play in the future 11, but due to the non-performance or then due to the non ability of top order batsmen being able to deliver, you having to pay the price for the team is something that is really unfortunate. Let us hope that the board takes a call on this. With the South Africa series now just around the corner, we might have to wait and see on how the team decides. Also, we've got really good batsmen in the benches. So with Shreyas Iyer, Shubman Gill and all these youngsters yearning to come up and perform, it is definitely something that the board has to consider and the selectors need to address. One major point when we speak of selectors is the selectors have to be held responsible for the T20 World Cup debacle as well, because the World Cup squad had to be announced 1 month ago before the start of the series. And out of a billion people in India, are you not able to pitch in one stable team? And with the kind of performance that they gave, it was really disappointing. So the selectors also have to be held responsible for sending this kind of a team to the World Cup. So that is responsibility that they have to heed to and address it. As be it the press or as a cricket fan, we need to question the board's intent, because they are lining up tournament after tournament for other players. There is a very good chance for rotation of players. So why burden the players with so much? And it is something that really baffles me, that how we were able to let the ball go so loose when it came to the performance in the World Cup. It is really disappointing. The third feature that I would like to talk about is the IPL retentions. The IPL retentions or the IPL mega auction is something that is like having when you're having building blocks and you're making some house or a park or something, and suddenly you do decide to take all the pieces apart and make something new. So, and the way in which the auctions figure is really bizarre, because we cannot predict anything on the given day at that given moment, based on what purse value or what is the target value that a team has in mind. It is really difficult to actually predict, but with the kind of retentions that the teams have made, it's something that we can all say it's quite predictable. Being a CSK fan, I was actually surprised to see Dhoni back in the team, but maybe the team and Dhoni himself might have sat and thought that with the IPL just coming in 6 months' time, it might not be so long or so long a break that so long a break that it impacts his form or the team's composition. So, given that we are going to be transitioning into a whole new team in the next cycle of the auctions, maybe Dhoni's captaincy in the next year, or maybe bringing in a new whole new captain and giving him a transitioning link would really help. Having said that, I did see that Faf du Plessis was dropped in favor of Moeen Ali. That was a bit of a disappointment, but I do hope CSK buy back Faf du Plessis at any cost. Also, with two new teams coming into the foray of IPL, we never know what might happen in the auctions as well. So maybe suddenly Lucknow or Gujarat decide to pay a few lakhs or crores extra for Faf du Plessis and buy him out. Also, we don't know. So that could be a big gamble, but it's the way the system works. So that is that. And Moeen Ali has been performing really well as well. So as a top order batsman and as a spinner, he's definitely an asset. I'm really happy that Moeen Ali has been retained by CSK. I do hope CSK, having had the really balanced and composed team at the end of the 2021 IPL, they're able to buy back a core of what they had and are able to build on from here onwards. So that's my take on the IPL retentions. Given that Suresh Raina had been a top performer for CSK, and him not having been retained is indeed a big surprise, but maybe he might not have been featured in the top four for CSK's wish list. So let us see. And given that his home state of Uttar Pradesh now having an IPL team in Lucknow, maybe Lucknow might go in for Suresh Raina and rope him in, and he can go ahead and perform over there as well. So that is something that we'll have to wait and watch. But I do hope Suresh Raina has got a little bit of gas left in him for him to go and perform and have a good send off to the IPL career that he has built in. So that is that. Another player that I really look forward to watch is KL Rahul and Shreyas Iyer. These two have been really good as captains, and maybe in the newer cycle they do get an opportunity to build on to their captaincy skills and are able to win trophies. So that is that. Given the kind of talent that the Indian pool has been bringing out, and having the Syed Mushtaq Ali trophy just completed, that is a good showcase for talent as well. Shah Rukh Khan from Tamil Nadu had really performed, and he's a real power pack player. It'll be really nice to see how he performs. And I was surprised that Punjab did not retain him. They retained Arshdeep Singh, I believe. So that was indeed a surprise, but maybe we don't know what they have in mind. given Shahrukh Khan's performance, he might go very well go for over more than 10 crores. So in T20 playing conditions, he is definitely one player to watch out to. We've got a huge ton of domestic players coming in. I do hope talents from Northeast India and remote locations of India are recognized and they do come into the IPL playing pool and interest in cricket or interest in IPL as a whole is more developed in remote locations. I'm really happy that Jammu and Kashmir players in SRH have been retained, and it's really happy for them that Umran Malik and Abdul Samad are the two players who've been retained and being have perform having been able to deliver quality cricket in domestic cricket. Let us hope that they are able to go into flying colors in IPL as well. So I'm really glad with talents coming out of Jammu and Kashmir and many other remote places as well. We will also get to see more cricket from Lucknow and Gujarat these days with the new teams coming in. The cricket stadiums have also become really good, so that improves the viewing opportunity for players for fans to go and see more things. So having IPL, being a money milking cow, so with more funds coming into the game, let us hope that the infrastructure is improved more and we'll be able to see more quality matches. I've been to Chepauk Stadium and it was a good experience, but there is still scope for improvement. And definitely, with the amount of money coming in, it'll be really nice if we get more opportunities to see quality cricket as a fan and enjoy the experience. On a closing note, the 3 to 4 players that I would be watching out in the IPL auctions would be Sam Curran. Sam Curran had delivered for Chennai in the IPL. That it will be surprising on how where he lands up. The other player is there is it is actually tough to pick 3 or 4 players from a huge pool of thing. But given that Natarajan would also be an interesting player to watch out for and where he ends up and. So he's a quality left-arm bowler. So we have to see where he ends up. Rashid Khan and KL Rahul have not been retained by their home teams. So let us see where they end up, whether Gujarat or Lucknow, we don't know. But definitely they might not go into the auction. But as a draft players, they'll definitely be picked, and it'll be nice to see more players, quality players and quality talent come into the foray. I do look forward to a lot of entertainment in the coming days. I'm looking forward to the South Africa series. We've seen that Virat Kohli has been improving his form in as a batter, but a century from him has been long overdue. So let us hope that his century comes very soon. As a Indian cricket fan, it is something that we all look forward to, and we know how good a batsman he is. So the South Africa series is something that I'm really looking forward to, and the kind of 11 that the team will put up. The Cheteshwar Pujara, Ajinkya Rahane conundrum might have to be sorted out. The team might have to sit down and. With Rahul Dravid in the as a coach in the think tank, I'm sure they would be able to figure out an amicable solution to this and solve this problem. We know that Ajinkya Rahane has performed really well in South Africa conditions. He's got centuries over there, so it'll be Let us hope that good things happen to him and he is able to score more. With having the Kanpur test having just concluded, it is going to be interesting to watch for the Mumbai test. The Kanpur test had gone down the wire, and it was, as Indian fans, we were all sitting on the edge of our seats and watching and hoping for that one wicket. But light has eluded us, and it is something that Test cricket, as a Test cricket fan, we all enjoy, and that anticipation and anguish was a nice thing to note. We've all seen that how Ashwin and Vihari had denied Australia a test match win in Sydney. So over here, the roles were reversed, and Rachin Ravindra and Ayaz Patel were able to save a game for New Zealand. So that is heartening sights to see. A test match draw is something people have to fight for, and it is also philosophically very true, where you know, even not losing is a victory in some way or the other. So that is something that we all can take a leaf out of. So that's my take on the current situation on how cricket has been panning out, and we look forward to a lot more entertainment. Thanks to Raghav for featuring me in the Cricket Unplugged podcast. I do look forward to speaking and sharing more of my thoughts in the coming weeks. Thank you.